Let's go back to Porrig Lodge now for another look at what it says in your morning papers.
According to the Irish Independent, plans are in place to withdraw UN peacekeepers, including Irish soldiers, from Lebanon if the threat to their safety continues. A UN source told the paper that three separate attacks on peacekeeping troops in recent days were deeply concerning, and while they are committed to remaining for now, if the situation worsens, they would withdraw their personnel. Filing from Washington, Irish Daily Mail, political editor Craig Hughes outlines how Simon Harris used one of his political advisers to video inside the Oval Office during his meeting with President Biden after TV cameras and reporters were denied access to capture the event. Elaine Loughlin in the Irish Examiner writes that the Taoiseach has claimed it's absurd to suggest that his trip to Washington was a waste of taxpayers' money. The government spent more than €900,000 on external consultants involved in two reviews into governance at RTE. That's covered by Martin Wall in the Irish Times. Also in the Times, there's an analysis piece by Jennifer Bray on the sudden resignation from Sinn Féin of Kildare South TD Patricia Ryan. Bray writes that according to two well-placed sources, Deputy Ryan had felt isolated and sidelined within the party. There's a disturbing story on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. A 7-year-old girl lost an eye after she was hit by something that exploded from a fire on a green near her home in Talla last Saturday as she walked home from getting an ice cream. The paper's editorial reminds us of the dangers around fires and fireworks. The arrest of key Kinahan cartel member Sean McGovern is covered in all the papers. Paul Healy in the Irish Daily Star sums it up as the most significant arrest to date in the Garda crackdown on the Kinahan cartel, and it will see McGovern facing an extradition hearing in the UAE. Cork University Hospital has begun translating complex health information into six different languages. The Echo details how CUG Charity is funding the initiative to reflect the growing number of nationalities in the area. Patient care information will be available in Arabic, Lithuanian, Polish, Romanian, Ukrainian and Russian. The Herald reports that more than a dozen theatre-goers in Germany needed medical treatment after viewing a radical feminist opera that features naked nuns on roller skates and the grilling of human flesh. A spokesperson for Stuttgart Opera House suggested that it can help to look away during parts of the performance. Labelled showbiz exclusive, the Irish Sun says that Boyzone are in talks about making a comeback to the music scene. King of Clay calls it a day is their headline over a full-page tribute to tennis star Rafa Nadal as he announced his retirement. He's described in the piece as a 21st century icon. The Irish News is reporting that the Stormont department responsible for Loch Ness has teamed up with the UK Space Agency in order to find new satellite technology which could help combat toxic blue-green algae blooms in the loch. On the theme of education, the Belfast Telegraph tells us that Ulster University is launching its own Masters in Golf Management. The course in Coleraine is designed to cater for the growing demand for qualified professionals in the golf industry. While Ian Begley in the Mail reports that men and women who are devout Catholics are being encouraged to take on a new course to become lay pastoral ministers in the Kildare and Loughlin Diocese. And finally, the Star has a series of striking images from the Phoenix Park as two deer lock horns. The accompanying report tells us that the public has been warned to stay away from them as it's currently rutting season and the bucks will rub their horns and fight as they pursue females to breed with.
Porrick, thank you.